you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you, my brothers and sisters around the world. Oh man, it's kind of cool to be able to do this, to be able to speak and speak whatever God gives us and share with you and encourage you in the journey. You know why? Because we believe that God put us in the earth for a reason and a purpose. We weren't just put here just to get by. You know, we were not created just to sort of make it. But God actually put us in the earth with a reason, with a purpose, with a plan that He had intended for us even before the foundation of the earth, for our growth, our development, our fulfillment, our joy, our peace, our progression as we are consummated with His Spirit and become what God intended for us to be. You know, there is a plan that God has in store for us. And part of the mystery of God is that it also also has, when it comes to your life, your will is engaged as well. You know, to the extent that you would yield your will to His, you will see the plan and purpose of God manifest in your life. You know, if you choose to turn away from Him, that's your choice. But if you choose to embrace Him, that's your choice as well. And with both of those, you see the repercussion of that, both the positive and the negative. You know, a buddy of mine used to tell me, he said, you know, you can choose to do whatever you want, you just can't choose the consequences. And that's why, it's absolutely true, I've seen it throughout life. That's the reason why, when you make a decision, choose ye this day whom you will serve, that's why we make a choice and a decision to serve Christ. Because we choose to serve life. We choose to serve light. We choose to serve that which would be the way for life to be manifest in us. You know, we know the story of, that Jesus told when He discussed Him being the vine in John chapter 15. He said, I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in Me and My words remain in him, he can ask, you know, whatever, and it's going to be done. But if you remain in Him, you bear much fruit. If His words remain in you and you remain in Him, you are going to bear fruit. That's a byproduct of being connected to the vine. It's just that happens. And as you remain one with Him, consummated with the Spirit of God, as you remain one in Him and that word remains strong in you, you will bear fruit and your life will change to resemble and to be a reflection of the source that you are connected to. Just like when people connect themselves up to the world, they get changed from that as well. And as time goes on, they become a reflection of what they're connected to. So they become a reflection of the world. They become a reflection of that world system that's at enmity with God. They become a reflection of that in the things that they do, in the choices that they make, in the priorities that they keep in life. So it's not surprising, you know, to us to see the world doing what it does. It's not surprising to us to see people making the choices that they do. I mean, they do what they do because they don't know Him. They don't know God. You know, when somebody doesn't know God, when they don't know the truth, they will choose all kinds of craziness. And the thing is in somebody's own mind, what they're doing seems right to them. But the thing is, God, He weighs the motives and the intentions of the heart. God looks at who somebody is within. So, you know, even with whatever somebody else is doing, God looks at the motives. God looks at the heart. God looks at the intentions. God looks at where somebody's coming from and why. And so with that, you know, it's when people are making decisions and choices in life, you know, that God cuts through all of that and looks at the person that's within and where, you know, he weighs everything. So that's why, too, for us, as much as possible, we just seek to choose His will. We seek to choose the choices and the decisions that He gives that we can make, the things that are in front of us, you seek His will just moment by moment. You know, just do it like that. You don't have to project and make a 5-year plan out of things. You know, if you are just in this day seeking to follow God, if you are just in this day seeking to make a decision and a choice in line with His will, you know, that's sufficient. Because give us this day our daily bread. You know, God was always trying to teach people. You know, when Jesus was walking on the earth, He was trying to teach people to walk with God right now. To not be caught in their past, because there is no past when our lives are hid in Him, because He is I Am. There is, when it comes to the future, that's in His hands. We don't have to worry or be perplexed about it. In fact, Jesus gave a lot of instructions about that. You know, when you get people that stored up all this wealth for themselves and they said, hey, you know, I'm gonna take it easy now, and I'm gonna lavish myself, and I'm gonna build bigger barns, and I'm gonna take all the stuff that I've stored up, and I'm gonna have it all good for many years. And what did Jesus say? He said to that person in that story, you fool, this very night your life is gonna be demanded from you. Now who's gonna get all the stuff that you stored up for yourself? And He said, this is what it's going to be like for those that are not rich towards God. You know, those that have chosen to make their life about their possessions and the abundance thereof, they have a rude awakening when all of a sudden their life is taken from them in the earth. And you know, your life can actually, your life can stop at any moment. I mean, you may not get through this audio before your life could be taken. That's how much in the balance our every breath is held. You know, your breath is on loan from God, and God will demand it back at some point. And when He does, your life and your life in the body, that was all it was. So that's why, you know, you want to be pointing towards Him. You want your heart, your soul, your being, everything that you are, to be facing towards the living God while you have breath in your lungs, while you have time, while you can make these decisions, make these choices. You've been called to choose. But also with those choice comes responsibility, and with that choice also comes the consequence, be they good or bad, for the decisions that you make. Now, you know, God wants us to have life. He really does. God wants us to have an abundant life. You know, we believe that what God intended for us is available. Jesus said, I came that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. So God came that we might have life. So that's there. The abundant life is there. It's been available. He made it available the moment that He said it. See, here's the thing. When God says a word, the moment that He says it, the moment that He speaks it, it is now done. See, this is where faith comes to bear. You know, when God speaks, when He speaks and He gives a word, at that moment it is done. It is finished. You know, there's that scripture in Isaiah where it says, by His stripes we are healed. Right? That's in Isaiah. And then Peter discusses that scripture later and he says, by His stripes we were healed, using the past tense. Well, when did that healing take place? You know, that healing that God promised actually goes all the way back to Isaiah. Because the moment that God spoke that word into the earth, and in that case it came through His prophet, that the moment that it was spoken into the earth, that it was done, that the healing was there, by His stripes we are healed. And, you know, with Jesus, all Jesus did when He came into life was He fulfilled that which was spoken. But the moment that God spoke it, it came into being. When God spoke, when God said, let there be light, there was light. You know, when God said, let there be an expanse, you know, between the heavens and the earth, whatever God said, anytime that he spoke, it happened. And you've got to understand that with him, when he speaks into a particular situation, it's already done. That's why you want the word of God. That's why you want to know what God is speaking and saying in a situation. Because when you hear that word, then you can walk it out. Then you can live it out, and you can know that that is God's destiny for you. That is God's plan for you. That is God's intention for you. And that's God's intention that you would live in a particular way. You know, rather than struggling, rather than wondering, when you seek his face, God will speak to you. And when he speaks to you, then you need to go with that. You know, they want the word of God so that they can consider it, not so that they can actually do it. They want to know God's will so they can consider it, not so that they can actually do it. And rather than being just a hearer of the word, you want to be a doer of the word. You want to be somebody that hears his voice, and once you hear his voice, then you go forward in that truth. You go forward in what he has revealed unto you. Because as you walk out the revelation of God, once you walk out one piece, that next part is waiting for you. You know, God speaks about his word being a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. You know, if you've ever gone camping and you've seen how these lights work, you know, that it just shows you those few feet in front of you. And that's it. You can trust the path because the path is there. It's been revealed. It's been made known. But his word is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. You know, he will give you what you need for this next window, this next season. And just walk out those steps. And as you walk those steps out, the next things will be made revealed and known to you when you need them. Too many people fret about things that are so far in the distance that they never even get to those because they're so perplexed. You know, you don't need to be worried and perplexed about all kinds of things. You know, instead, if you just focus on that which he's given you to do this day, focus on the word that God has given you this day, just fulfill that which he's put in front of you this day. You know, what is the instruction that God has given you this day? Well, if you can walk that out, you know, the next piece will be made known. If you can walk that out. So, and you know, the thing is too, is there's a lot of things that are very simple instructions of God that have been made known. You know, God has put very simple things in front of you, simple things to do. And I mean, they can be as simple as just, you know, how you conduct your life. Don't rob, steal, kill, and destroy. Don't be a liar. You know, be a person that lives in truth, walks in truth, speaks the truth. Because that's God. Jesus is truth. So when you walk in the truth, you're walking in him. When you're walking in the truth, you are making a commitment to who he is as well. So, you know, with all that's going on, with all that's taking place around us and in life, as you seek first the kingdom, it's going to be revealed and it's going to be made known to you. And with the things that are made known to you, one step at a time. You know, that's all you need to do, is just one step at a time. Don't agonize. Don't perplex yourself. Don't worry about things that are too much for you. Don't worry about things that are expansive and all over the place. Just focus on what God has given you to do that's in front of you at this moment. And in doing that, God will reveal each step as you need it. But you know, instead of, you know, a lot of people, they perplex themselves over all kinds of things, and it doesn't matter. You know, it's not, they haven't got to that place yet. They haven't, they worry about things that are too much for them. They worry about things that are all over the place, and they don't focus on the simplicity of what God has for them this day. You know, you if you can focus on just that which he's put in front of you for this day, there can be peace in the decisions and the choices that you make. Now, when it comes to life, when it comes to walking with Christ, you have to always remember that God intended that we might have an abundant life. You know, Jesus said, I came that they might have it, have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. So God didn't want us to just get by. You know, I think sometimes people, they have this wrong thinking. And it's really incorrect, because Jesus wants us to have good days. He wants us to have an abundant life. He wants us to know the blessing of His presence, His truth. Look, it starts within, and then from within it goes without. So first, the change that's necessary is the change that takes place inside of you. You know, that change that happens inside of you, where you are put at peace. The storm raging inside of your being is put at peace because the Word of God has been applied to your life. And when the Word has been applied to your life, when the truth of the Gospel has been applied to your life, when the principles of the Scriptures have been applied to your life, from that place, from the application of the Word in your life, from there, from within, then it starts coming without. So then it starts coming into, through you, into the life and the world around you. So when what's going on inside is then now brought without. So then it's brought into life and into your experience and into your reality in your external world. See, the things that you see going on in the external, they are all birthed in spirit. Things happen in the spiritual realm, and then from that realm they come into the natural. So when we see things that are going on in the natural realm, they had an origin from some place. There was a thought process that came. There was an inspiration that came to creating certain things. You know, if you look through history, like when certain ideas came out, they sort of came about in multiple places at the same time. Like the steam engine, you know, something that the same time that idea came forward, it was coming out in different ways in other places at the same time, because something was churning in that unseen realm and was coming out into the natural. People were wrestling with particular ideas, particular creations, particular things that needed to come forward at a time. And so, you know, for us, you know, in all that we face and we go through in life, you've got to also realize that you know, if you are plugged into life and the source of life, which is Christ, that He is going to birth particular things through you into this world. You know, while I'm talking to you guys, I'm at a stoplight and I'm watching these birds, and my gosh, there's probably about 300 of them, and they're just playing with the wind and flying, you know, and jumping in and out of a tree and coming back. It's incredible. Oh man, sometimes I wish you guys could see what I see. Anyways, sorry. Just got a little distracted. But that is something incredible right there. Yeah, because Nebraska is getting closer to winter right now. So, you know, some of the leaves are coming off of the trees and things are getting closed down, and even the birds will start migrating south. But, so that which goes on in the realm of the spirit births itself into the natural. And so when you're connected to the source, which is Christ, when you're connected to light and truth and the way, obviously what's going to begin happening with you as time goes on is the light, the truth, and the way is going to be coming through you. So when people see you, they'll see light. When people see you, they'll see truth. When people see you, they'll see a way to live that is different than the way that the world lives. And that way to live is going to be, you know, a way that is life. And that things, that dreams are not just they don't just stay in that dream realm, but that you learn how to bring things into a reality. You learn how to take the steps to bring something forth. And you know, this is why too, we go through some difficult seasons of life. You know, hey, listen, every one of you guys listening to this, you've all been through tough times. I know that. We know that. But in the process of you going through tough times, God's hand has been on your life. And if you continue to glorify Him in whatever you face, if you continue to praise God no matter what goes on in your life, if you continue to look to Him, then what's going to happen is eventually that you will go from going through all these difficulties, you will go from that into a place of those being lessons that have been learned and things that are being brought to fruition, so that when you go into building what God has for you, all that's come before will be something that will play into the success of whatever that may be. You know, sometimes you got to realize that it is a blessing of God that certain things didn't work out in your life. Because if certain things happened and certain things worked out in your life, you may not be willing to go forward into what God has for you. You know, I've realized this as time's gone on, that, like, say for example, with work or with certain things that you might do, if things did not go forward in a particular way, and sometimes, you know, you've done your part, you've gone in, you've worked hard, you've been there, you've done everything you could, and in the midst of all of that, when things have not necessarily maybe worked out the way that you thought, well, always remember that scripture in Romans 8:28. God causes all things to work together for the good of the called according to His purpose. Well, God takes those situations and does something with them. And as God does something with those situations, He makes a way. In time to come, He makes a way. In time to come, He takes those things that for you that would have been a difficulty and a struggle in the time that you went through, and as time goes on, He will use that for His glory. He will use that for a better situation for you. You may not realize it now, but as time goes on, it's only when you look back in hindsight and you say, there it is, now I get it, now I understand. You know, I mean, that was the case of the cross and Jesus. When Jesus went to the cross and everybody did not understand. And it wasn't until afterwards. You remember when Jesus was walking on the road with the two guys and he hid who He was from them while they were talking to Him, and they were discussing all the things that had gone on in Jerusalem, and He spent that time walking with them and telling them that why the Messiah had to be crucified and raised from the dead and all the things that happened and everything from Moses through the prophets, and laid it all out for them so they could understand, because they didn't get it. And you know, so often because of the circumstances that we go through, we don't get it because we just see that limited window. But God sees the big picture. And if you will persist, if you will keep going forward, if you just hold on to Jesus, if you just hold on to Jesus and you just carry through, you go a little bit further, one more day, just keep going one more day, just hold on through this day. Even when you feel like giving up. And you know what? That is a real feeling, all right? That is a real feeling. That's a part of a very real struggle that we deal with when you've gone through. But hold on and take those feelings to God. Take that struggle to God. Take that before Him and be real with Him, because He wants you to be real with Him. Take what you struggle before Him and say, Lord God, this is where I'm at, and I love You. And I trust You, and I do not want to go away from You. I do not want to miss what You're doing with me. I don't. But this is where I'm at, Lord. And you present that to Him and allow God to minister to you. Allow God to show you. Allow God to speak to you. Hold on. Because you know, the thing is God wants the best for you. He wants you to have life. Look, Jesus, what happened? Jesus, the scriptures say that when they wanted to destroy everything and they wanted to pull down fire from heaven and to call it down on a city, and what did Jesus say to James and John? He rebuked them. He says, you know, I didn't come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Jesus came to save men's lives. He came to save our lives, not to destroy them. You know, so often people think that our Savior is like the enemy. The enemy is the one who comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy, not Jesus. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus intends that we would have life. Jesus intends that you would have life. That is His intention for you. That is His expectation for you. That is His call for you. Now, in the process of coming into that place of life, you know, you're gonna go through some things, and God will use certain experiences, certain things that happen, but all of that He will use for His glory. All of that He will use for His purpose. And rather than struggle with it, rather than wrestle with it, it's so much better just to praise God in those situations. It's so much better just to put it before Him and say, Lord God, I trust You. I look to You. I know the One in whom I have believed, and I trust You. I know that You are in control. I know that You're with me. I know that You are going to guide me and lead me through all that all that's taking place. And I will persist, and I will go forward one more day. Every day. Lord, sufficient for this day is the evil thereof, so I'm just going to take it as it comes. And right now, Lord, I'm going to hold on and I'm going to trust You. And you know what? You keep going with Him, and you will see His hand upon your life. You will see His will being done. You will see all that's come before. As you've trusted Him and you've walked with Him, you will see all that's come before. You will see the reason and the purpose for all of it. All of it. You will see the reason and the purpose for all of it. Because He will give you peace with that. He will enable you to trust Him through that. And you will see how that which has come before, He will work it together for the good of the called according to His purpose. And you will work it together for your good in life. Just, you got to trust Him. And as you trust Him, He's going to work it out. And you're going to see it. And you are going to glorify God. So this is part of the challenge that we go through, is coming to an end of ourselves and trusting Him and knowing that He has the best for us. He has the best for you. And in that, you can be sure. And praise Him and thank Him for that in Jesus' name. All right, hey, we love you guys. Catch up with you sometime soon. Drop us an email or faithmix@gmail.com, or say hi through Facebook. You can reach us there too. Search for our page, Faith Mix, one word. You will find us there. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.